And thanks for tuning in. This is Songwriters from Here and Away. And my name's Robert Campbell, and we're approaching year four, I think it is, or season four, I guess you'd call it, in the podcast world. This radio show has been a lot of fun, and this year is no exception. And as we head into the holiday season, I thought I would play just holiday-type tracks. And we don't care what you celebrate, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever. We hope you find some music that you like here. We're going to pick from across Canada, all styles, all age brackets and genres. We're going to start out with Gabriella, a young lady, a young artist out of Laval, Quebec. She goes under the handle G4 Brielle4 on TikTok. But I like to give the young artists a chance online and on the radio station. So here she is with Christmas Is Near.
I woke up this morning with hope in my heart. This world that we live in feels like it's falling apart. But this morning I feel it is different. There is magic in the air. You can say I'm just another dreamer, but I can feel it everywhere.
as the snow starts falling. It's been a long time since I've been back, and my memory, I hear you calling. Song fades just like that. The warmth of the fire draws me in. Cold and the emptiness hit me again. I'm going home.
Was Rocky Mountain Christmas by Brother Bicker Band out of Calgary, and it kind of reminded me of being back in BC and driving home to see my folks in Alberta. Getting through the Rocky Mountains was always the penultimate, and then driving across the prairie to get to home, see the folks and family and friends. We're going to move a little further east on the prairies to Regina, Saskatchewan, where Jeffrey Straker is from. Jeffrey's a piano player like myself, and he's got lots of albums out. He just won the 2025 Canadian Folk Music Award for Contemporary Canadian Folk Singer of the Year. So there you go. This track is called Come Walking in the Snow with Me off his A Very Prairie Christmas album. Here it is, Jeffrey Straker.
Christmas makes it feel brand new. Lights a little brighter, bells are ringing louder too. I don't have many wishes for what I want under the tree. Just that when the snow falls, you take my hand and walk with me. Come walking hand in hand in the fresh falling snow. I'm wrapped around you, babe, so everyone will know. More than anything I can find under the tree, want you to come walking in the snow.
Babies'
Christmas.
That was Lullaby for Christmas by Greg Carroll. Now, funny that I came across that tune because just on the other night, we had a show at the Pink Piano where I host events, and Greg showed up. He is originally from St. George's, Newfoundland, and he's now moved to Truro, Nova Scotia, I do believe. So we might see him a little bit more around here in Halifax at times. I think we'll have to check him out. Next up, we've got Haley K. Turner. This track is called Intangible Things, A Hanukkah Story.
Tumamba lende ngingya
kwanza
bana tinga tomende wala
Kwanza
Minyama wami tombi pasa
Kwanza
Dibitenge ya lende wala
Kwanza
Diga o diga lende ndolo
Kwanza
Londo lende o tenkani wala
Kwanza
Diga o diga di bendolo
Kwanza
Londo pe o tenkani wala
That track was Sing for Kwanzaa by Sultans of String. And I love the name. They've been around for a while. They have Juno nominations and all that stuff. You're listening to Songwriters from Here and Away. Really appreciate you being here for the holiday time frame. This is time to take a pause. See you soon.
Searching for the thing.
What should you listen to make your Monday mornings that much better? Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM. We play all kinds of comedy, stand-up, sketch, songs, even poetry, and the occasional interview. Mondays at 10:30 a.m. Tune in or listen to Absolutely Frivolous on our archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Bad Dawn, a new single by local act Lake Porter. The new song is about facing the impossible and surviving it with the people who never leave your side. It's a story of loyalty and defiance, staring down darkness and choosing love anyway. As faithful as the sun to a new dawn, it's a reminder that no matter how bad it gets, we rise together. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Bad Dawn by Lake Porter on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
All night, it gets a little brighter. All day, it gets gets a little dark. I don't wanna drink every day, it just feels the same. I pour my last shot right down the drain, and maybe I'll find my sanity. And oh yeah, it's right in front of me. And this time I had it all wrong, but the good day's gone and the bad day's dawn on me.
I'm way too comfortable living a lie. Swore to myself a thousand times.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and open through December 31st. Airwave YGK Musician Residencies are made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. Local lives here at CFRC. Apply today so we can amplify your talent tomorrow.
You are listening to the only destination for local music, sports, and news. CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. Welcome, 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 and welcome to CFRC. It would be lovely to know if you've been a longtime listener or if you're just tuning in for the very first time today. I wish there was a way we could find out. Perhaps, if you're not already aware, CFRC is doing its funding drive right now. And if you are inclined, hopefully, to make a donation and you haven't yet, please go to CFRC.ca and you can leave a message. You can tell them what your favorite show is, which of course will be absolutely frivolous. Or you can just like say good, wonderful, complimentary things about CFRC in general. And let us know, are you a longtime listener and how long have you been listening for? And are you a new person literally just joining us this very minute? And if you are, I'm so glad you did. CFRC is this wonderful, historic landmark that nobody brags about and really should, because we're more than 100 years old. We're one of the oldest campus and community radio stations in North America and still running radio station in Canada, which is lovely. And I hope that you find it in your heart to donate to the funding drive. Honestly, I just want to say there are so many good shows, much better than mine, even though you wouldn't know it. I've been doing this for like more than 23 years now, almost, I think. This is crazy, crazy. No, more than 22. Forgive me. I started in 2023. And yes, I'm so glad to be here. And I know that if you're a longtime listener, you really enjoy CFRC too. And please, all I ask is that you donate a little bit of money or lots of money, whatever you'd like. We're coming down to the end of our funding drive. December 31st is the last day. And I hope that if you have time, you can find it in your heart to give us some money to CFRC and keep us up and running with the quality type of shows that you receive through your ear holes every day if you're a longtime listener. So I know, I'm like, you can tell I've had a lot of chocolate this morning. So that explains my behavior here on the radio today. Doesn't happen every day. But if you are someone new to CFRC and this show, Absolutely Frivolous, just a little heads up. We are a comedy show. We try to bleep swear words and we try to minimize offending people with the kind of topics that the comedians and other people that we put on the air talk about. So apologies ahead of time if for some reason I was laughing too hard and I missed bleeping something, or if you find the topic offensive. It's not our intent at all here at CFRC and Absolutely Frivolous to offend anyone. But, well, comedy is subjective. I say that almost every week, and it's so true. Things that I find funny, people are like, what's wrong with your brain? And things that other people find funny, I'm like, I like the unpredictable, intelligent type of humor. There can be swearing, there can be all kinds, but if to me, there has to be some thought behind it. I do appreciate the occasional shock humor as well. But yeah, I think my favorite will be somebody who's put in some thought into their comedy. CFRC is so lucky to have the support of our Queens students and the community at large. They help provide us with some of our operating revenues when you donate to the funding drive. And we still chug along on a shoestring budget. And radio equipment, of course, is pretty expensive. So please keep that in mind when you pick the amount for your donation. I know I'm pushing kind of hard. I am not a car salesman, but I do love this station. And normally, I don't say very much in general in my real life, but on the radio, when it comes to supporting CFRC, I can be very, very vocal. So please, and thank you very much if you've already donated. I should probably say that. Thank you to our sponsors. My donation bag was full of wonderful gift certificates from all our amazing sponsors. I'm so glad that I received that. And it was just $101.9. It really was. And that's if you go to CFRC.ca, it'll tell you how to donate. You don't even have to go for the swag. You can go for the tax receipt, which I highly recommend as we're getting closer to tax season. Time to put in your money where it belongs to help offset some of the costs of your taxes. So please go ahead and do that. CFRC.ca. Click on the donate button. All the information is there. So just want to give you a heads up. Later on the show, Aubrey Plaza, she's going to perform her monologue for the Independent Spirit Film Awards, and it's hilarious, and she's pretty much roasting everybody in the audience, so take that with a grain of salt. And but we're going to start with Zach Toscani. He's going to talk about, I don't know, eating at all-you-can-eat, like salad bars and food bars and all those kind of things, all you can eat bars. So why don't we start out with his brand of humor? Please take care. Have a happy holiday. I will be back in the new year for sure. I will be back between Christmas and New Year's. That's the goal anyway. So please, please, please enjoy CFRC and Absolutely Frivolous on 101.9 FM.
At a hot bar.
Whole Foods hot bar. Anywhere where you are allowed to put as much as you want onto something and you're charged by the weight. Fuck it up every time. I'm like, don't go crazy. I'll be walking around like, this is a pound. This is simply a pound. It's $8.99 a pound. It's probably, I bet $9.25. And then I go up there and they're like, that's $58. That's all mashed potatoes. Can I go scoop some back? The best thing I ever saw at a Whole Foods hot bar was I saw a guy deboning chicken. A lot of people taking notes. This guy was deboning the chicken before he put it in his box. And I go, what are you doing? He goes, I ain't paying for no bones. I was like, run for president, sir, please. We need you out there. I want to see if he gets any corn on the cob, you know? Just straight razor shaves it like a barber. I ain't paying for no cobs.
The first job I had, I was 11. I was the dishwasher for my parents' restaurant. My stepdad and my mom had a restaurant and hotel on the Big Island of Hawaii. And my stepdad, he saw something in me, you know? He saw a future. And he was accredited chef, you know, or whatever they... I'm accredited. I don't know. He had the hat and everything. You know, so I got to chop vegetables. And eventually I started to get to make mashed potatoes, like for customers. Through all of his training, he could not make better mashed potatoes than me. And it pissed him off for a while. There's something that he's doing that I can't recreate. I was like, I'm probably sure it's my 11-year-old hands. Them, you know? I call them playground mashed potatoes. Zach's sticky finger mashed potatoes. Why are my hands sticky? I'm 11. They're always sticky. So I think that was the Sioux song he's picking up. Just the dirt in my fingernails. And we were in the weeds one night. It was Saturday. We were slammed. My mom was the head server. It was a pretty small operation. And she comes back into the kitchen and she goes, hey, table 12. Loves those mashed potatoes. They want to order a second plate just for the table. And I'll be honest with you guys, I felt the silence come over you. We all instinctively went, I've never seen that happen before. Start doing that. Double dates, just be like, plate of mashed potatoes for the table. Come on, let's dig in on the mountain. Let's go. Four spoons, please. Yeah. Thick and high with the gravy. A table of adults ordered a plate of mashed potatoes to share. And my stepdad looked at me and he goes, you know, when a chef gets a compliment, he goes out to the table. So put yourself in the position of being on vacation in Hawaii, spending a lot of money to take your ungrateful family somewhere beautiful. And then you pawn off your kids on some friends or something, or you just let them outside. And then you're like, finally, I get to have a nice dinner with my wife. And as you're eating your food, you're like, these mashed potatoes are pretty good. And then they're like, you want to meet the little boy who made them? I just come out smoking a cigarette. My question to you is, if you went to a restaurant and you found out your meal was made by children, do you think you should have to pay more or less? That's a silent answer for you and God.
All right. I'm Zach Toscani. I'm not from Portland originally. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, but I've been here for about 4 years. You from Ohio?
Yes.
That was so... You started so high, like, woo, Cincinnati, you from there?
Yeah.
I guess I'm from there. I love Portland. I don't think I'll ever leave Portland. You know, like, I love it here, but there's a few things that took me a while to get used to. Tattoos were the biggest thing. Where I'm from, not a lot of tattoos. A lot of old people have tattoos. They're not the type you ask about. You're gonna be like, hey, is that tattoo? They'd be like, ship sank. Like, oh, cool. But you come to Portland, it's different. You're like, what's up with that tattoo? They're like, I kind of like squids. It's like, you kind of like squids, you got them on your arm. It's like, well, now I like crabs and trombones and hearts. That's what I'm into. I used to be scared of tattoos when I was a kid. Isn't that weird? We used to be scared of them. Lived in Portland 4 years. Not scared of tattoos anymore. Not at all. I could be in a dark alley, big, tall, bearded, bald guy with a bunch of tattoos. I'm not scared. I'm like, I can talk to that dude about chutney. That guy's got strong opinions on fruit preservatives that are spreadable. That one guy was like, I'll give you 2 claps for that one. I'm not a good Oregonian yet, though. I've been here for 4 years, and I don't really travel outside of Portland. I realized this because I was talking to someone who's from Oregon, and I was like, where do you work? And they're like, Mount Angel. And I was like, I don't know where that is. They're like, it's near Kaiser. No. Where do you live, though? And she's like, Wilsonville. I was like, I don't. I know a few towns in Oregon. I'll name them. I know Portland, all the locations of Buster's Barbecue, the Nike employee store. Those are the towns that I know in Portland, Oregon. Everywhere else is just whatever. I don't know. Shouldn't have just known a bunch of towns. Are you guys from out of the like, he just... on everyone. I'm sorry. I'm single now. I'm 29. I'm single, and I'm facing that weird like fork in the road where it's like I either start online dating or I just cut off my dick right now. You just have to decide which one's going to be more painful in the long run. But it sucks because all my friends are in relationships, which means my life has never been more miserable because I have no one to do anything with. Like, I start with the first tier. All my first tier friends are all in relationships. You guys know what I'm talking about, the first tier. Like, the 5 people, you're like, I'll hang out with them always. And then you have to go to the second tier of friends. You know, the ones where you're like, I have to be really drunk to be with them right now. It's weird. Even my roommates are in relationships. Like, the other day, I was like, hey, went up to my roommate, Greg. I was like, let's go get super stoned, rent tuxedos, and go to the movies. And pretend we're at the Oscars. Yeah, I'm a fun friend. And he was like, nah, Lisa wants to go to Gresham. Wants to go to Gresham. And I was like, why? And he goes, I don't even know. I just know if I don't go, she'll be upset. That's not good. Even my scumbag friends are in relationships. I had a friend who's in a relationship who recently liked Applebee's on Facebook. Some of you didn't laugh like that's a thing to do. You know what? I don't get advertised enough on Applebee's. I need to let it know. Like, who's the woman who dates that person who's like, ooh, I need a man who knows about Buffalo Poppers. That's what I need. So single, I go on dates. I don't know if I've ever had one of those like really bad dates. Has anyone ever had like a really bad date where you pretend to get a phone call and you're like, oh my God, my whole family died. I have to leave. And you're like, well, who called you then? Like, no, it's not important. It's never happened. I've had some weird dates. Like, I went to dinner with this girl, and she was like, what's your favorite movie of all time? And I was like, well, I need a little bit more time to think about it. What about you? And she goes, Seabiscuit. That quick. You know what that means? That means when she got ready for the date, she's like, I'm talking about Seabiscuit. Seabiscuit. Probably not even the best horse movie I've ever seen. I saw Seabiscuit in theaters, and as I was leaving, I was like, I'll forget about this movie right now. That's what happened. I was also on an online date with this girl, and I was kind of, you know, talking to her. I had only been doing stand-up for a couple months at that point, so I didn't tell her that I did stand-up. So I was asking about her hobbies. I was like, what do you like to do outside of work? And she's like, I love stand-up comedy. I was like, all right. So I perk up in my chair. I'm like, oh, that's cool. She goes, but there's a catch. And I was like, what's that? And she goes, I hate white comics. She was like, what do you do? And I was like, I definitely don't do stand-up, that's for sure. I'm not going to be the one to change her, you know. It is weird. I'll finish with this. I'm 29 now. I'm not particularly bright. I'm not a bright person. You guys were like, yeah, you didn't have to tell us that. I kind of just figured. But I realized this because I realized that I have white privilege for the first time. If you don't know what white privilege is, congratulations, you have it. I realized that I had white privilege because I was hanging around with a bunch of friends of different ethnicities, not bragging. And it's Portland. I'm bragging a little bit. But we were talking about cop stories, right? Like the worst thing that ever happened to us around the cops. And then some of them had crazy stories. Like one of my friends was like, one time I asked a cop what time it was and he pepper sprayed me. I went to jail for 4 months. And I was like, holy shit. And then it got to me, the only white guy in the circle. And like, what's the worst thing that ever happened to you? And I was like, I've been treated amazingly by the police. If the cops were on Yelp, they get 5 stars, okay? I've been treated, it's like the Hilton, being checked into the Hilton when I see the police. Like the one time I was put in a cop car, I didn't do anything wrong, they just pulled over and they're like, it's late, get in. They were concerned about me. You understand that? When you're white, the cops are just your mom with a bulletproof vest on. They're like, Zach, it's late, get in. Yeah, we'll go to Taco Bell. We'll get in the back, you drive, you're white, no one's gonna say anything. The other time I realized I had white privilege was I was legitimately speeding on the highway going to Eugene for a comedy show, not just going there, because who does that? Other towns, no problem. Cop pulls me over. I was going like 20 over. He's like, hey bud, what's the rush? I was like, well, I'm a stand-up. I'm going to do a show in Eugene. I'm just a little late. And he goes, you're a stand-up, huh? You got any jokes about cops? So I was like, just respectful ones. And he looked at me and he's like, you're fucking hilarious. Get the hell out of here. Thank you guys. It's been great.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right down there?
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to 6 feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer from this community kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines to rescue.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. And what do we have to be happy about, huh? What do we have? Look at all the disasters we have to deal with. Pollution in the air, trash in the ocean, cats in theaters. But that doesn't mean we can't have some fun tonight, right? Some of you came all the way from other neighborhoods in Los Angeles for this. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness, Shia LaBeouf is here. Actually, he's been here all week. He was napping in the tent. We just built it around him. Willem Dafoe. Oh my God, Willem Dafoe, I love you. And I just want to say I'm so glad that after years of looking like a 19th century lighthouse keeper, you finally got to play one. Dreams do come true, Willem. Is here, Ted Sarandos. But you know what? Sorry, Ted. I'm just gonna scroll right past you and find someone more interesting to talk about. No offense, but you started it, buddy. And hey, you know what? Keep that money faucet running, would ya? We're all counting on it. Woo! Oh my God. Jennifer Lopez is here. Performed at the Super Bowl last weekend. Amazing. What did you do last weekend, Mary Kay Place? Nothing, you lazy sack of shit. Just kidding, you're a national treasure. Nicolas Cage, you're a national treasure too. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. You were in National Treasure too. Herman?
Pour a hand in across the river. That actually drinks his drink. Oh my God. Can I just say, woo! I can't believe I'm singing in front of Idina Menzel. And she's staring daggers at me. What is this, Freaky Friday? Oh God, Idina, don't look at me. I'm disgusting. I hate myself. Oh, Aubrey, let it go. Would you let it go? Renee Zellweger's here. And of course, you know, she's nominated. nominated for some movie this year. I don't know. I didn't see it. It's not really my thing. Herman. Hey, troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Hosting the second most important award show of the entire weekend. Thank you very much. But really, I love this show. I am honored to be here. The Film Independent Spirit Awards is so much cooler than the Oscars. You know, it's the daytime. We're on the beach. We recognize female directors. All two of them. But seriously, I'm so proud of how diverse this show is. You know, Jennifer Lopez and I are both super hot Puerto Ricans. I mention that because Puerto Rico is kind of like an independent film, you know? It's beautiful, not enough people have seen it, and its financing is always falling through. Boricua. Yeah. Sup. There are so many great films nominated tonight. I'm not allowed to pick favorites. I'm not, but I have to say I really, really loved Uncut Gems. Man, the Safdie brothers. God, it was so intense, you know? My heart was racing, my palms were sweating, and I couldn't stop talking about it. I need to ask the Safdie brothers, what's your secret? You know, well, will you have any secret at the after party? Do I have any secret on my face right now? Really would love some of that secret. And by the way, there are so many brother directors in Hollywood, right? But there are almost no sister director duos, which is crazy. You'd think this town would love to pay two women one salary. Thank you, Herman. We are honoring Marriage Story tonight with the Robert Altman Award. Unfortunately, Adam Driver couldn't make it because he's screwing another award show behind our back. I read your phone, Adam. Who the hell is Oscar? You know what? Today isn't about Scarlett Johansson being with men who don't deserve her. I'm sorry. It's about independent film. That's right. And here is what I love most about independent film. We don't wait for the studios to tell us what to do. We make the movies we want to make, and we don't answer to anyone but ourselves. But we do have to be out of here by 4 o'clock. They start taking the tent down whether we're gone or not, so let's go!
C.
If.
R.
C.